Now I will explain a little bit about how much energy would go through this healing. It's basically up to you to decide how much energy you want to get through this healing. You can ask your angels to have a huge amount of energy, or you can ask them to have a light or slight amount of energy during the healing, depending on your taste, depending on how you like this healing to be for. Sometimes if you ask for a huge amount of energy and you feel this energy going through into the healing, you might feel better because you feel you've got an assurance that there is a lot of things going on. And sometimes this might be too much for you, for your body, or for you to afford. It might get like a bit painful in some places, and it might get the feeling of pins and needles or acupuncture needles pinching you or poking you. And this might not be very comfortable for you to have for a long period for a long healing. For example, if you are planning an hour, a full hour healing session, then it's not very recommended that you ask for the maximum amount of energy you could ever have. Basically, if you are asking for a long session, the energy starts very slow, very light at first, and it gets it builds up slowly. Now you can also ask many angels to do the healing on you, not necessarily only one, or you can ask for many things. For example, you can ask for one angel or one specific angel if you like to calm down your mind. You can ask another angel to heal your broken leg, a third angel to bring some love into your heart chakra, and so on. So it's up to you, really, how you model or formulate this healing. You can formulate it in the way you want. So there is a lot of flexibility in the way you can do it, and experiment and have fun with it. It is really fun.